Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Saturday AM Live, and I want to extend a very, very early good morning to everybody who, some of us don't have to fight the darkness. Some of us, with daylight savings time having fully kicked in now for a week, that works to our advantage, but some of us are overcoming right now, and I'm a firm believer in my favorite quote by Oswald Chambers that simply says, God does not give us overcoming life, but he gives us life as we overcome. So there's your good quote for the day. I don't usually start the call with a quote, but hopefully that'll bless some of you that are on the line. And for the rest of us who the sun's already up or we've already been awake for 2-3 hours, well, good morning to you too. And we have a wonderful call lined up today. And there's something about linking up arms with people in NECAN as wellness consultants as we go through life. When you get connected with people that you know who have kind of been swimming against the flow, as the salmon come up the Columbia River every year to spawn, there's a fight, there's a battle that goes on, and yet that's what makes us overcomers. And I wanted to go down that train of thought because our guest today, Bill Cottle, is one of those. And after reading over Bill's story a couple days ago, I thought, man, Bill is one of those people that has gone through it. So, Bill, first of all, welcome to Saturday AM Live.
Thank you.
And I'm glad technology still works, because I always hate introducing somebody like that, and then there'd be this big dead air, and I'm trying to
pause. Yeah.
Bill, you and Alice have been enjoyed 44 years of marital bliss.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
That is amazing. You've got some wonderful kids and grandkids, and in light of all of that wonderfulness and enjoying that, you have a PhD in education, and I'm always fascinated by what drives people to go into certain fields of study, especially education, because it's not one that offers that much of a great salary. Most teachers get paid way under what they put out every single day, whether you're a elementary school teacher, a professor at a university, or anybody in that field. So what led you to go into that line of work?
Amen to that comment about being underpaid. My wife works for the Boise School District, and I was in education, and we have three children that are in education. So I think our children look to us as role models. Unfortunately, most of them are going to have the opportunity to be very humble servants to society. But I basically tell students that if I knew what I know now, I'd have gotten here a lot quicker. One of the things that that I always have believed is that you should be a lifelong learner, and certainly that is compatible with a lot of the NECAN philosophy of constantly improve self-improvement and so on. And it didn't take rocket science for me to figure out when I hit my 40s that if I wanted any kind of security at a university, I needed more than 2 master's degrees. I needed a PhD. And so late in life, we discussed it as a family. We still had all our children at home, and that was a sacrifice that we decided was worth pursuing, and it paid off. It turned out that financially it didn't really generate anything. I got a $1,000 bonus that year that I completed it, but what it did do is it created greater credibility in the eyes of my peers, which it shouldn't have needed to do, but it did. I mean, let's face it, you know, if you're talking to a PhD and they're talking to you, and it just gives you more credibility. So it was a smart move. It allowed me to stay in the university.
Well, and I think what's fascinating, last night I was with a couple who, I didn't realize this, but we both went to the same university, all three of us, and neither one of them had the opportunity to finish because different things in life, other family issues, and I looked at them and said, you know, that really doesn't matter so much. However, in our society, it does, and they said, you know, we regret not being able to finish, but that's just the way it is. And I looked at them and said, you know, my wife has a degree in international community development, and it doesn't mean all that much. It's really about life experience, and as you said, the NECAN philosophy of Kaizen, that what can I do today to improve myself, is really what makes a difference. Now, in that latter part of your studying and pursuit of that, you developed some physical issues. Is that what led you guys to Neekin, or was there something else going on as well?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I love telling people I had no discretionary time at that stage. I was in the final stages of writing my dissertation, and part of that process was doing a lot of research. You have to make sure you know everything about your topic before you're able to really be definitive. And so one of the things I was doing, because of a job, my society pillar, I had some significant church assignments, was that I would go to bed at 11:30 at night and get up at 4 in the morning. Well, do the math, that's not enough sleep. And I'd been doing that for months, and one day at church a woman came up to me, and she hates it when I say this, but this is what I remember her saying. She says, "Bill, you look like death warmed over." And I made the mistake of saying, "Brother, there's nothing wrong with me that a good night's sleep wouldn't take care of." Well, little did I know what she did as a Neekin wellness consultant. So after chasing Alice and I for about 3 months to give us something called a rollout, and asking us how wonderful we thought it was, she said, "Now that you've had one, you've earned the right." In those days, they were loaning. She said, "You may borrow this sleep system." Those are the dog days of August. Very hot. And she's putting me on a pad under a comforter. And I thought, yeah, right, sure. First night on the sleep system, I had a miracle happen. The miracle being that at that age, which is about 53 years young, I would be already getting up at three to four times to relieve myself, and that's in 4.5 hours, so that you can tell that there was just not quality sleep. First night I thought I overslept, and when I woke up I was fully energized and excited, and again, for anybody on the call that doesn't know what a sleep system is, it's comprised of a pad, a comforter, and a pillow, and it's pretty magic technology, and she allowed me to use that for 7 days, and I had a wonderful sleep for 7 days, and she took it away. And you know the rest of the story. So she came back the next week and she said, "So what do you think?" And I said, "How much is it?" And she told me, and I said, "Oh my goodness, no way." And she said, "Well, there's a way you can get it for less. You become a wellness consultant." I said, "I don't want to do the business. I don't have time." Bought the sleep system, and the rest is history.
Well, and you know what fascinates me, Bill, about your story, your experience, it's really no different than anybody else's, in that once we experience what Neekin has to offer and the solutions, it's a game changer. It opens our eyes to see the possibility. You probably didn't diverge, or I should say, derail your own course of education to study how these things work, you know, what the science behind biomagnetics.
Yep.
Or far infrared at that time.
You didn't have the time, I didn't care. Just knew it worked. That was in August of 1999 that I was, I enrolled as a wellness consultant. I completed the dissertation in December of 2000.
Okay. So there was no, and especially with that sleep pattern of, 4.5 hours, which is way under. And I've met a few people that say, "Oh yeah, I can survive on, you know, 5-6 hours a night." And I said, "Well, you said it best. You're surviving. That's no way to live.
And it definitely isn't good for the family or anything else."
So you now have a PhD, in education. Did, your experience with the sleep system, and I use the word derailed, I mean, but in a good way, did that sway you to, look at this as a business?
Great question. Sort of. while waiting on my committee to do their part of the process, I heard Verla kept dribbling on me and told me about something called Humans Being More, which was happening in Boise, Idaho. And so I enrolled in August, and in November I went to Humans Being More training. I needed a break. As I said, I was waiting on my committee, and of course that's a life-altering experience in the positive sense as well. And so I heard somebody talk about something called a 21 Club. I asked her if she knew what a 21 Club was. She said, "Yeah, but I've never done one." I said, "Well," I said, "my committee is in a stall." I said, "Let's do one." And so we, stupid, ignorant, naive, whatever the word is, I said, "The only time I can do it is December 21st, 22nd, 23rd, because that's when I'm available, and that's the best time for me." And neither she nor I knew that that was not a, quote, good time to do it. And I wound up rolling 42 backs and went bronze on December 31st. And
wow.
I'm not in the business, Mike. This is not a, I don't want to do the business. PhD only because my committee was, I was waiting on them, and until they said go forward, I had nothing else to do, and I guess I'm an overachiever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So you made,
that,
you,
it, that
yeah.
started something that kept it rolling on down, that snowball rolling down the hill.
Okay. You simply made a decision that, hey, this makes sense. I don't really know how it works as far as the technology, but I'm improving other people's lives and making them a better quality of life, so why not?
Yep.
And that was a few years ago. Let's fast forward to today. I know both you and Alice, again, after reading your story, you guys have experienced some pretty interesting things, and I know Alice can't be with us on the line this morning, but she's had a pretty, literal life experience herself the last
yeah.
2 years. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Again, we do not make medical claims, so this is just my personal opinion of what happened. But 1999, I'm introduced to Nikin, and I'm on a sleep pad, and shortly thereafter, we wound up with for those that affectionately know, was the King Brick, a very firm sleep mattress that Nikin had. And because she loves me, she sleeps with me, and she sleeps on something that's firmer than she's comfortable with. And again, the evolution of Nikin over the years made that a much more pleasant experience. But the point I want to make is that starting in 1999, she is sleeping cocooned in a Nikin sleep system. Fast forward to August 2nd of 2008, and Alice, actually she breaks her back and falls down about 18 steps in our home. We have two flights of stairs, and she managed to thread the needle and make it to, from the top to the bottom.
Wow.
Broke her back. So that was a miracle. And the miracle was that when they got to the hospital, they diagnosed her with a disease that is basically blood cancer. Blood cancer attacks the bones, and it had totally consumed the T5 vertebrae in her back. It was mush. That was why she stepped backwards, jarred her back. It broke. She fell. And now we're in the hospital. They put Humpty Dumpty back together again, and 26 days later, we both came out. I stayed with her fine day. We came out of the hospital, and as we said goodbye to the surgeon, I asked him one simple question. I said, how long could this cancer have been growing? He said, years.
Hmm.
I said, could it have been 9 years? He said, easily. Well, it had been 9 years at that point in time since we were introduced, and I get goosebumps every time I tell this story.
Wow.
Is it a coincidence? I don't believe it was a coincidence. I think that a loving Father in heaven was watching over us, and somebody cared enough to share Nikin with us, and we did not know what was going on in Alice's body. Yes, this past Tuesday, she had her annual checkup. It's been 6 years. The doctor again reminded her that though the diagnosis was multiple myeloma, she had what's called a plasmacytoma, which is only one tumor. The odds of her having that were 7%.
Hmm.
93% chance she would have been diagnosed with it throughout her body.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the lowest blood count she's had, which is good. It's the best count she's ever had. And so again, we're now able to move forward with our lives, and our next chapter is to fulfill one of our life cycle dreams of serving our church for 18 months, and there's nothing to stop us from doing that.
You know, Bill, I'm remembering, and I've quoted Dr. Bill Harler so many times since he was a guest on this call a few weeks back, and he talked about that blood count, that the lower number is better, and that he, after being diagnosed with Sjögren's disease, which is very similar to lupus, that his blood counts were over 25. And mm-hmm. then 3 months after making a tweak, after being on everything that Nikin had to offer, but tweaking his autoship consumption, and adding the jade greenzymes, the lactoferrin, and the immunity, which is three things he wasn't taking, that 3 months later he went back in, and all those blood markers were down underneath one. And
wow.
So exactly what Alice had experienced, and you said she just had her most recent checkup, and everything looks completely healthy. Is that what you said?
It's status quo.
Okay.
She's not in remission, and she's never going to be without the markers. They're there forever. But the doctor said, "Yeah, you're free to go."
So the whole concept of a wellness home being immersed in I think you used the words of that cocoon, magnetic sleep system every single night, it really, really does make a difference. And I'm going to guess that if you were only sleeping 4.5 hours a night and being in the same bed, and we went through this morning as the alarm went off at 5:45, so my dear wife Stacy could get up and get the eldest to a volleyball tournament. That disrupts everything. And I'd love to say that I went back into blissful sleep, but it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And when you have the privilege of sharing your bed with somebody, when one member's not sleeping well, then the other one is not. So that, you know, who knows what could have contributed to Alice's. And I also want to point out, too, that and reiterate that we don't make any medical claims. We're just immersing our body into an environment that allows the body to work better. I want to, the remaining time that we have left, I want to ask some questions specifically, something that I've been jazzed about now for the last 3 months, having known a little bit before Nikan even introduced it. Not much, but a little bit. The two for the win auto ship promotion. You guys obviously wrapped your head and your hands around this right when it was introduced in January, just 2 months ago, and were able to introduce two new people, which it doesn't seem much, but here's the deal. You like us, you've been a Nikan for quite a little bit of time, and most of our warm market is kind of already picked over, to sort of go out and find two new people to get them to enroll and then jump on autoship. It's a challenge. Now, I don't want to throw that out there as an excuse for all the people and say, yep, Vance, that's why I didn't do it. Because that there and again, we're just making excuses. But what did you and Alice see in this, and what made you decide, hey, we can do this?
You know, as I thought about this call and I thought about what I would want to share with people as a single message of importance, I think really here's what happened, Vance, is I've learned over the years I've been in Nikan that every so often Nikan gives us a gift. The gift that they give to us is a special. If we're not in a position to be prepared to take advantage of that special, then we don't usually succeed in taking advantage of it. And what I'm saying is that last year we had the Kensington Essential Vitals Pack, which, you know, are people that were on auto ship for X number of months, got an opportunity to have some Nikan dollars, the reward dollars to purchase. It also gave us the Kensington Vital Balance, you know, and I basically called it the buy three, get one free, which Alice and I took advantage of it. So we already were in place, Vance, when this January 1st announcement came out. I had set a date of January 28th. To get all of our Wellness consultants and customers and potential customers to our home for something that I called Get a Head Start on the New You. And I, actually stole that from the literature that Nikan came up with. I'd already set the date. I'd already started telling people, you know, have you set New Year's resolutions? Well, you know that by January 15th, most of you will have already broken them. So I did it deliberately on January 28th. And, you know, I put together a flyer then January 1st that I sent out, so people already knew that I was doing something on the 28th. And basically, I just took the copy from Nikan's material, you know, aim for a better health in the new year, see why Nikan products work, whole foods organic, kosher, please RSVP, guests welcome, samples provided, you know, get a head start on the new you. How are your New Year's resolutions going so far? Come learn about Nikan solutions, meal replacement shakes, new health packs and more. A discussion on what makes Nikan products more effective than others at meeting weight management and nutritional goals. This will be a stimulating show and tell discussion and sampling of the best Nikan has to offer. We had about a dozen people that came, and I explained to them what the loyalty bonus program was. I led with that. Well, actually, I led with, you know, what is Vital Wellness, and
sure,
talked about the components of that. But once I very quickly jumped into it. My wife, bless her heart, is a wonderful person at putting up displays. And we just printed off from the personal webpage these wonderful little descriptions of each of the health packs that we have. And I penciled in, because the prices were going to change in 3 days, what the retail was, what the wholesale was, and what the auto ship was. And we just had these displayed back in the kitchen after we talked to them a little bit about Nikan and why now for them and what this might do. I said, let's introduce you to these products. Let's just sample a few things. We sampled jade, Siaga, Vergisterol, and Kensington Vital Balance. And people started asking a lot of questions. They could see what the costs were. It was just like a free-for-all asking me questions about why this or why that. And as a result of that, two people basically made the decision to become wellness consultants and get on autoship.
Okay.
And I thought that's pretty cool. One was a day late. He didn't get to me until February 1st. So we had one in February and two in January that came out of, 10 people coming. Those are pretty good statistics.
Sure.
And, to get new wellness consultants, some of them, had been introduced to the products before. So I would call them followers, but
right.
The incentive of being able to get 200 reward points back at the end of 6 months was enough to push them over to make the decision.
Right. And I think that's one of the things that we often forget, that we don't know what's going to push people over. And I have a tough time when somebody presents something to me and says, look, if you make this investment, then you're going to get this back. And I was asked last night, Lance, what's the motivation? Why did you and Stacy get on autoship? And I said, well, I actually got on autoship before we got married back in August of 1995, and I've been on it ever since. And he said, well, what was the motivation back then? I said, well, that I could save an extra 10%. That was motivation enough for me. And I think, Bill, sometimes we miss the fact that if we're using the brain that God gave us, and I'm not trying to be too harsh when I make that statement, but we know that if our bodies are going to function the way they should, we're going to have to put good stuff in them. And in putting in that good stuff every single month, if you can get a discount or get something back free, it just kind of makes sense.
And exactly. Why not? I mean, everybody wants to save, whether it's 3%, 10% or more.
Mm-hmm. And if you pencil it all out like you did and make it very, very clear, but it's a process. Now, and you said you had a dozen people there and only three came out of it. Well, that means there was nine or so that decided not to. Now, maybe some of those were couples, and I don't know all the numbers, and it's really not that it matters that much. But I think the biggest thing is you had to do some work. You and Alice made a decision that we want to do this. And the conversation that I've had with our family the last couple of days is, okay, we've got $200 worth of free Neken solutions. What do we want to get?
And yeah, we're having the same conversation. Isn't it fun? It's Christmas and it's only March.
And it really is fun. And if you haven't taken the time or haven't really understood this whole promotion, it's really quite simple. It's one of the simplest ones in the 21 years that I've been with Neken that they've ever given us. As you stated, they give us a gift every year with a new promotion. And this one is a full year-long promotion. And
yes.
As consultants, we introduce two people in one calendar month, and they give us $200 worth of free product. And we have up to 6 months to cash in on that, which that should be plenty of time to make that decision.
That's right.
But the real win-win out of this, the two for the win, is that for that new person, they get that $200 worth of free product as well when they make the commitment like we have. You know, get on it for 6 months, make that commitment, and if you falter, then, well, you don't get the $200 free. Bill, what is, in going forward, you only got the one in February, and I'm not going to beat you up for that, but, because we could chalk it up and say, well, February is a shorter month, well, by 3 days.
That sounds good. I'll buy that.
Make all these different excuses. Did that spur you on to say, hey, I think we should keep doing this every single month, and what's going into it? Now, would you wait till the end of the month, like January 28th, or would you start early? How are you guys utilizing that?
Well, it's called the drip on them process.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still working with some people, and I've had some new customers that have come in since then. I had one in February that didn't quite make the decision. I believe she will this month, from what appears to be. She was a retail customer that's what I call a second generation Neken consultant. Her parents were in Neken, and she needed a MagFlex, and so I sold it to her at retail. And then as I learned to know her during that experience a little bit, I realized she's a single mom, and she listed about $200 or $300 worth of products that she wanted to get next. And I thought to myself, hey, let's go back on this and say, wait a minute, how about if you become a wellness consultant and you were able to, I could show you how you could actually save 20% as well as get some of those products and then get some money back from Neken. And so she met with me and got a rollout this last month, and she's looking at doing that as soon as she gets her taxes in, probably this weekend, and becoming a wellness consultant and taking advantage. So, it's the dripping or dribbling process on people you never know what's right for them until you give them the opportunity to answer your question. So
mm-hmm.
I posted to her, and she's responded. We got another lady that's in the pipeline that is a referral that is looking at the opportunity of doing a Beacon as a business. And when I explained, she said, well, you know, what kind of specials do you have? And I said, well, we do have a special right now. And I explained the loyalty bonus, and she saw in a heartbeat, she saw the benefit of that for her customers because she has another business. And so, you know, I mean, it's a perfect thing to be able to share with people who cast a vision of, you know, if you invest a little now, you can get some money back, plus you're building an opportunity for financial freedom in the future.
And you keyed in on several things right there, and that really it comes to presenting everything and just keep going over and over and over and finding out and then asking. I think the phrase here that I learned a few years ago is lead with the need. Find out, you know, it started out with just a mag flex, but then going back and saying, you know, if you're got $400 worth of stuff, how about you spread this out over 6 months and you can get $200 worth of free? I mean,
yeah.
it just makes sense, but again, it takes the time. This is I think the greatest thing now, we're 3 months into this, 2.5 months into a new year. This isn't changing. We've got this for another, 9.5 months?
Exactly. And as you really look at the potential of doing this successfully, you get creative. And I have already had folks now from January that have needed to change their authorship because they're really using it as a sampling opportunity at this point. Neither of those two needed, you know, phone health, and they were going to get the pack every month, which is another story we don't have time to talk about today, probably. But what I've been able to do with them is one of them had been, it's a retail customer, they bought a sport bottle. I said, well, look, you're going to need some filters. Let's put that on your autoship for the second month. And anything that has a check box, now that they're wellness consultants, anything that has a check in the box that says autoship, whether it's consumable or not, counts as points. And so things that they want to get that, you know, that maybe she wants to get that belt to hold that MagFlex in place. Well, those points count towards your 100 PV on autoship.
Right, and I guess the thought that crosses my mind is every single month we go to a grocery store or wherever we choose to go, whether it's Costco, Sam's, Kroger, Safeway, Albertsons, I'm not going to name all the grocery stores that are out there, but we go because to replenish things that we're consuming. The difference that Neekin has that no other network marketing has, we have non-consumable items like the M-Strides, like the MagFlex, like all the far infrared wraps. And that list is so long of non-consumable. Nobody else has that. All those other stores that I just named, even Trader Joe's, nobody has what we have. That, as you said, we can get points towards that 100 mark to get the free stuff back.
I love your metaphor because we all go to the grocery store with a shopping list, and usually it varies week to week.
And why not?
That's what we're doing with our autoship for our new customers, and we're also training them. We get an opportunity to teach them about these other products because they don't know anything about them yet.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is excited with their 200 points because that's 200 out of the 299 for the Power Mag.
Mhm. Mhm. And that's using that same price. That's exactly what I've shared with several people. Said, look at, why don't you start with the bottle? And being that you're on a fixed income, limited income, or resources are tight, or with some people that I've talked to, they just don't understand the value of it yet, so they're not willing to make that investment in an Neekin. But how about you do this for 6 months, and then you use the bottle, by then you'll get frustrated, you'll get tired of squeezing that water for your everyday drinking, and you'll really want to get that waterfall, and well, you could get it for, two-thirds off. You know, it's a $299 unit, Neekin's going to give you $200, and hey, why not? So, you know, and Bill, there's so much more that I know for what you and Alice have experienced in the journey of, you know, with her with the blood cancer, and again, throwing it out in case you got on the call late, we're not saying that Neekin, you know, heals all blood cancer, we don't make medical claims like that, and then you with your sleep issues, and I would imagine that her breaking her back contributed, the wellness home contributed to her healing. You had an interesting experience with some eyesight issues. Let's finish the call with you sharing about that.
Well, actually, again, it's another one of those that I can't claim this at all, but it's really interesting coincidence that now, 15 years after having started to sleep with a sleep mask, my vision is improving. And I just went this, we're getting new driver's license, so they'll expire or we're gone, and if we're out of country, we didn't have to deal with that. And so I went down Wednesday to get a driver's license, and I passed the eye exam without my glasses. I'm going, wow. I told the lady, I said, hey, can I try? I'm just curious. My eyesight is improved. Can I try to take the test? And I only missed one. And she said, yeah, you passed fine. I've worn glasses since I was 13. Now, that's no medical claim. It's just a coincidence. But well, I don't know.
And doing the
sleep mask every night.
Yeah, and doing the math, unless you and Alice were married when you were 10, I'm guessing you're in your mid-60s now, correct?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
I'm going to be 67 here in May.
Oh, my goodness, 67. And glasses
and my mind 13. My mind and body, well, my body thinks it's maybe 40 or 50, but my mind thinks it's 20.
Oh, that in itself, and you credit it to wearing the sleep mask, and I have to say that, you know, just sleeping on the pillow as part of the sleep system is huge, and I've read and I've met so many people who say, you know, my eyes are, I remember one elderly gentleman, and I have to say elderly because I know he was in his 70s, but he was more excited, even though he had experienced a stroke and the Nikin sleep system had greatly helped him come back from that. He was more excited because he really felt that, he said, look, my hair is coming back in. I can see new growth in my hair. And his wife standing next to him rolling his eyes because she kept saying, you know, come on, honey, what really matters is that you're alive.
Look at
my hair. So even guys can be vain in that regard. But being able to see is so, so vital. And that's absolutely huge without glasses. So absolutely incredible. Bill, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule this morning to share with us. I know the so many stories, so many experiences, and just your encouragement, your challenge regarding the Two for the Win promotion has been a huge boost for me. And I'm looking back at my notes. And I do take notes. I have a dear friend and relative who says, Vance, you're just pulling our leg. You don't take notes. Yes, I do take notes. That's why I do these calls. And I would encourage you, if you miss something that Bill said, or maybe you want to go back and listen to the story again to get some of these fine points, SaturdayAMLive.com, www.SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where all of these interviews, all these calls get posted. Give Steve a few hours or maybe a couple days, depending on his schedule this weekend, because he does it absolutely free of charge to get those posted. But just look for Bill Cottle, and that's Cottle, on the website. They're in chronological order. And again, I want to, if you missed the call with Dr. Bill Harler, and I'm not saying that his call was better than any of the others in the last 7-8 years that are posted. However, it's a profound story about the power of autoship and the power of what a few nutritionals can do to somebody whose life has been completely derailed by a life-altering condition. And there's so many similarities between what he was dealing with fibromyalgia, any of these other autoimmune disorders that seems like we're coming across a lot of people that deal with that. And what Bill was sharing this morning, that, you know, we do a number on our body when, you know, when we choose to only sleep 4.5 hours a night. that'll do us in. So, anyways, again, Bill, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Well, thank you. Vance, I'm honored to be on the call, and I appreciate what you do. I will definitely be sharing this call with my team. We're cross-lined from each other, so there's no benefit you got out of this whatsoever, but the benefit to me is I can point them to your archives, so thank you very much for
my
contributions to Nikin.
And thank Alice on our behalf for being able to not be with us, but for lending you, and I know she was tied up this morning, so you guys have a fantastic weekend, and I know we'll talk to each other real soon or see each other in Orlando coming up. And by the way, I've got a couple announcements if you guys want to stay on the line. But goodbye for now, everyone. We're going to sign off for the call, and we'll talk to you all real soon.
Thank you.
To learn more about Nikin, We encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.